many fortified gates and passes tunneling through the ponderous wall at its base, which render it, if not entirely vulnerable, then certainly susceptible. The bribe, at depression exchange rates, might cost you several dollars. Imagine, a lousy couple of bucks to invade a country. By the time of this story, midway through the 20th century, the price had gone up slightly, but the Great Wall wasn't truly an obstacle to enemies, merely an interruption. Yet it remains standing, seemingly untouched, like China itself. You beat on it and beat on it for 100 years, and in the end, it is still there, and you are gone, exhausted or dead, your pick and maul and sledgehammer broken. Europeans and Asians, Turk and Hun, and occasionally the Americans, we all took our shot, and when we had finished, the wall was still there, contemptuous of our efforts. China was still China. As the individual Chinese in the street mutters, even today under his breath as we pass, "Foreign devils." Hundreds of miles south and east of the ancient wall, it was in the city of those foreign devils, the great international port of Shanghai, that late in 1941 the adventure began. Shanghai, arrogantly self-absorbed, unshaken, bustling, and